Well, hi, this is Senator Chris Dodd again. I want to welcome you to my podcast. It's been a while since I've had a chance to talk with you, and we've been busy here, obviously, with some issues that have been terribly important and some hardly important at all, but more the subject of Senate debate to score political points rather than do anything for the country. One of the issues that's come up here recently, however, is one that, if it were to be adopted, would be very, very serious. If you're interested at all in the accumulation of debt and the mounting deficits, the proposal that the Republicans have offered here to entirely repeal, completely repeal, the estate tax, which is a tax, as all of you know, that's imposed upon estates at the time of a person's death. What we've done over the years is eliminate this tax for about 95-96% of the people. In fact, many of us are willing to virtually eliminate it for almost everybody except less than 1% of the population, somewhere around 0.5% and 0.3%. That amounts to about anywhere from 7,000 to 10,000 estates out of 300 million people in the United States. These are people who are making incomes, or have estates rather, in excess of $8 million per person. It's around $16 million a couple. Again, these are people who in many cases have worked hard. But the general feeling is if you were to lose somewhere around $1 trillion in revenue over the next 10 years, this would be too much of a hit for the country to take at a time when we're not paying for a war in Iraq or Afghanistan. There are mounting issues, obviously, that affect an awful lot of working people every day, whether or not pensions will be there, whether or not we can have some kind of a health care program in the country, whether or not we can invest wisely in the educational needs, both elementary, secondary, and higher education. I'm sure you may have some other items that you could think of where those needed revenues would be important. This administration, amazingly, has accumulated about $8.4 to $8.6 trillion in debt. That's a stunning number. I get asked a lot, what does that amount to? A lot of times high school students here will say, how big is $8.4 trillion? I told some students the other day here that were visiting Washington that if they went out on the Capitol steps and handed out a $100 bill every second of every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, how long would it take to equal $8.4 trillion? The answer is 2,635 years is how long it would take to retire that debt that the Bush administration has accumulated in the 5 years it's been in office. That's a stunning record. A trillion of that debt, by the way, is owned by the Chinese, for instance. Others in South Korea have it. The Japanese have about a third of that debt is being held offshore, which poses another set of difficulties. Anyway, I don't mean to digress, but just to give you some idea of the magnitude of the debt that this crowd is building up, not to mention never funding the body armor, the up-armoring of the vehicles that our soldiers are using in a dangerous zone like Iraq and Afghanistan. We don't have the money for that. We're told we can't finance Homeland Security. We're cutting the budgets for that. We can't do health insurance in this country. We can't afford to do that. We can't afford to contribute to elementary and secondary education. And of course, we're now being told by a group of people what we ought to be doing is taking $1 trillion and excusing that obligation from the tiniest percentage of the most affluent citizens in our country. Many of these most affluent people, by the way, are the ones who are most outspokenly against the elimination of the estate tax. People like John Kluge and Warren Buffett, the Gateses, who have accumulated vast fortunes through their own initiative and hard work over the years, have spoken out eloquently against the total elimination of this tax. The last time we considered this, by the way, was a year or so ago, and the Republican leadership at the time said it would be unseemly, that's their word they used, to repeal the estate tax because of Hurricane Katrina that had just happened. Well, I don't think the country is necessarily that much better off today than it was, and certainly that part of the country is still suffering terribly. So if it was unseemly about a year or so ago to eliminate this tax, it certainly is unseemly today to do it. So we were able to defeat part of this last week, but I thought you ought to be conscious and aware of this, because these kinds of proposals really could do great damage and harm to the country. Let me emphasize again, I believe providing some real tax breaks for working families, middle-income people make a lot of sense. Even capital gains tax reductions can really be productive in releasing energy in our economy, to increase job opportunities. But this is something that really falls at the entire other end of the spectrum. And to totally eliminate this would not only add to the deficit tremendously, but I think make it far more difficult to make the kind of intelligent investments that we should be making. So as I end this podcast with you on this subject matter, I believe it would really be a great mistake for us to come back and revisit this subject matter of total repeal. If you have similar thoughts along the lines, let me know. I'd be anxious to know how you feel about this as well. And I'm sure you all may be aware. If not, let me repeat again that I can be contacted at my website at da.senate.gov. Pretty straightforward. Love to hear from you.